Psalm 126, Preface. When the children of Israel were captives in Babylon, they hung their harps upon the willows, and the voice of rejoicing was silenced among them. God chastened them, and they mourned. But when the Lord turned their captivity, they resumed their harps, and the voice of rejoicing and gladness was again heard among them. The Lord caused his loving kindness to shine upon them, and they rejoiced. With the children of God, there is a time for sadness and a time for gladness. In this mortality, joy and sorrow interchange, and the sorrow must serve to enhance the joy. Never do the harps sound more melodiously than after a time of protracted disuse. And shall we not be as they that dream? When freed from this cumbrous body, our ears will be ravished with the strains of those heavenly harps in the hands of the perfected saints, standing before the throne of the Lamb. Take courage, ye that must sow in tears. The seed will not be left to rot. It will bring noble fruit, and in the joy of the harvest, the labor of seeding will be long forgotten, as the 126th Psalm promises. The sorrows of the righteous shall be turned into joy. A Song of Degrees. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, The Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goes forth and weeps, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Summary. This is a beautiful song of thanksgiving for Israel to sing from gratitude for their delivery out of the captivity of Babylon. Going to Babel, their eyes were filled with tears. Returning again, their mouth was full of laughter. So it is with the Christian. In this life, he must sow with tears, being conformed to the image of his Savior, who on this earth was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Much good seed does the Christian scatter by word and deed, and few heed it. But God sees it, and in his sight, the sufferings, yea, even the death of his saints, is precious. Sow and faint not. Go labor on, 'tis not for naught. Thine earthly loss is heavenly gain. Men heed thee, love thee, praise thee not. The Master praises what are men. The time of weeping will soon come to an end, as water in the southland is soon dried up. In due time you shall reap, and the harvest will be great. Prayer. Merciful Father in heaven, convert the sinners and comfort thy believers with thy word and spirit. Grant us willing hearts and understanding minds to sow the seed of thy word broadcast among men, and if it seemeth thee good to hide the fruit of our sowing from our eyes, do thou strengthen our hearts that we faint not, but wait for the harvest in the world to come, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.